Last year in Tel Aviv and even in other cities in Israel, there were a lot of mass protests against social inequality in the country, which were quite famous since they were almost parallel to the Occupy movement around the world. Did the question of Arab discrimination come about in those protests?
It did come about at the fringe. People did discuss many things, and there were some positive elements in this struggle, which is struggle for so-called social justice. This is how they termed it. I think it was very different from a struggle for social justice, because the main issue of equality was never discussed. Even issues which should have been discussed, even not as radical in Israel, like equality, but even issues such as the military budget that is so overblown, and the amount of money that goes to the settlements, which could also go to for the good of others, like for work and education and housing and so on. These things have not been discussed, let alone the issues at the core about Israel's inherent unequal character. Now, this is why when people from around the world, the Occupy movements around the world, who asked me about supporting the struggle that took place here in Israel, I told them that I'm not sure this would be the best idea, but in any case, if they do wish to support, then I believe that they should come up with certain demands, certain conditions for their support. And these conditions should be, at the very least, the recognition of certain rights for all the people living here in this region.
If I understood you correctly, even though there are 20% of Israeli citizens are Arabs, the question of Israeli discrimination towards Arabs is marginalized in Israeli society.
Yes, absolutely. You could say that people are living in separate worlds, more or less. They are not forced to, but in practice it is such. And I mentioned before that there are many forms of segregating the communities and giving some rights to one group and other rights to other groups and so on. And this applies very well to the Palestinians living inside Israel. There is very little interaction between Israeli Jews and non-Jews in Israel. And actually, Tel Aviv is being, while they are trying to rebrand Israel, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is investing a lot of money and a lot of energy in trying to rebrand Israel, to try to show the other face, other side of Israel, rather than being the occupying apartheid state that it is. They're trying to show Tel Aviv as being this very liberal, very gay-friendly place and so on. And this is true to a certain extent. And Tel Aviv is a liberal to a certain extent, a liberal town, and also gay-friendly to a certain extent. But it only goes as far, because Tel Aviv is, while being liberal in one way, it is also probably the only modern city in the world that is Arab-free. It would be very difficult to find Arab-speaking people on the street in Tel Aviv.